I'm not sure I got any of your names, but that's okay. I just heard, basically I heard this one, but that's all. Guys, first of all, congratulations. Round two of the playoffs. It's a lot of fun. You still get to play. You don't have to play basketball yet, or you don't have to wrestle yet. All right? Let's have fun again tonight. You guys are captains of your team for a reason. We need good sportsmanship out of you guys as captains, and we want it out of your teammates as well. If we have any issues, we want you guys to take care of it, okay? Are we all clear on that?
Yes, sir.
On penalty enforcement, we're going to go to your captains. We don't mean to disrespect you. We're going to just get to you, go to your coaches, I mean. We're going to get the decision from them, so we know we're just not. Some of them are going to be automatic. Otherwise, we'll get it from your head coach. All right. We're going to get together about the 3-minute mark after the national anthem to do a mock toss for the crowd that's here tonight. But we'll do the real thing now. Mid Prairie, there's the head and the tail. What's your call?
Okay.
Tail. If I drop it, we're going to do it again. It is a head. So, Albie, you won the toss. What would you like to do?
Defer to second half.
You want to defer, so you would like to receive. What goal do you want to defend and kick from? You want to defend. So, basically, you're going to warm up. You're going to receive where you're warming up. You're going to kick away. All right? Any questions?
No, sir.
All right,
sir.
Good luck, guys. Have a fun game.
Good luck. Okay, Scotty. Well, the state high school football playoffs, and we are underway. A deep kick, a boot. This one going to be filled in at about the 10-yard line out across the 20, a running wall. He has some work to run through, and he gets out across the 30 to the 34-yard line where Albie's defense will detest the first. And there was a running wall to get through.
Yeah.
He ran into his old man. Otherwise, he may have been off for the races.
Yeah, and Bryce Lashen was plowing through there, did a nice job. Actually got blocked in the back. Officials didn't see that, but got a good return where Mid-Prairie will start at their own 34.
Albie's defense on the field first here. The Blue Demons, Dan, the number two defense in the entire state of Iowa. So stingy. Less than a touchdown in points given up per game.
Yeah, they got a good quarterback here in Ryan Cordham under center for the Mid-Prairie Wellman.
Stacked eye formation. Here's a handoff and being brought down after a gain of about 3 yards. Snuck through that original surge. Looked like Albie had that defended at the point of attack, Big T, but he fell forward for a gain of about 4 yards.
Fell forward, you know, but Trevor Blackford was right there, rode him down all the way.
Two tailbacks for Mid-Prairie that like to run the ball. Number 24, who carried at that time, Nolan Fazelt. And then number three, Ricky Vargas, will be the other one that can get a number of carries tonight. So we'll be calling their names, I think, a fair amount tonight.
The ball at the Mid-Prairie, the Golden Hawks at their 38-yard line, just underway here. Second down and 6. Again, a power stacked eye formation. Two up backs and then one back, the tailback behind. Here's a hit in the backfield and brought down. This goes for about a half-a-yard gain as Nolan Fassel with the carry, and that's going to bring a third down, and let's call it 6-4, the Golden Hawks.
Notice the shift on the Blue Demon defense. Notice where our free safety is. Blake Barrett, 10 yards back. No. He's 4 yards off the line of scrimmage. If they're going to stack that box, that Coach Odafer, we've heard year in and year, or all year long, how he scouts and works the film study. He's got this defense tuned up, slightly different twist. I've never seen Blake Barrett this close as the safety. Got him stacked up in the box.
We have 10 guys in the box. One receiver split to the wide side. Again, that stacked eye formation. Quarterback rolling back. Here comes some pressure on the outside. Throws it downfield. It's underthrown, but complete. The receiver, Dan, had to run back for the football and comes up with it. Tony Leshen in coverage. That one goes all the way down to the Albia 36-yard line, and Jimmy, stride for stride, was Leshen, but the ball was underthrown, and the receiver was able to come back and get it.
Just one of those situations, the ball underthrown. You know, Leshen right there with him, but, you know, big play.
As Tony was turning to get his fix on the ball, that's when the ball is underthrown. He couldn't adjust quick enough, so it's just a fortunate play for Mid-Prairie, unfortunate for the Blue Demons. Oh!
Now here's the pitch to the right side, hitting the back. Right there first was number 5, Bryce Leshen. Hit him in the backfield first, and a loss of about 3, maybe 4 in that play. Albie really read that sprint out to the right side well.
Yeah, Carter Isley then came in pursuit along with Josiah Harris, Brennan Bassett from the backside also as well, and Blake Lall, just a whole host of them tackled him after Bryce disrupted the play initially.
Second down and 14 here for Mid-Prairie into Albia territory. 9:58 to go, opening quarter, no score as we're just underway here. They'll send a man in motion. Offset eye formation this time. Hand off to the left side and hit and brought down a gain of about 3 yards. They'll get those 3 or 4 yards that was lost on first down back. And that's going to bring a third down here. Again, Christian, Albie is winning that point of attack. The blue is playing on the white side of the football. Some nice holes to work through, but our guys are getting that penetration.
Yeah, the defensive line is winning the battle of the line of scrimmage right now. We just got to make sure once we hit them, we stop them from keep on moving, and we take them to the ground.
Big play here, Dan. Big play, buddy.
Third and 10, you bet. You got to assume a pass play. They've passed for over 1,000 yards on the season, so a very capable team of passing. The Blue Demons though, have shown ability to cover as well.
One receiver east side of the field. The quarterback rolling back here, has some pressure from the outside, giving chase and missing the tackle, but throwing it across his body. And there we go! Holy cow! Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's a hit. That's a hit.
Dan, there's crash test dummies that don't get hit harder than that.
You know, Levi Dua is their leading receiver, or one of their top receivers, a big target, 6'2", 230 pounds. He goes up to get it, and he had three Blue Demons. Blake Bear was the one I saw level him out. I don't know who the other two were, but just leveled him. He was not going to catch that ball. Brings up fourth and 10. So we'll see what Mid-Prairie's thinking about doing. The ball is on the Blue Demon 36.
Oh, my bones are hurting, Jimmy, after that one.
Oh, that's how you hit, big.
Wow. Tony Lesh on the big hit, the incompletion. Fourth down, 10 here. The ball at the 36-yard line of Albia. Shotgun formation. The quarterback rolling to the right side. Plants throws a fade pattern down the sidelines up for the end zone. Incomplete, and Albia's defense holds here.
Yeah.
And the Blue Demons will get the ball back. This defense tried and true.
You know, we've seen this.
I hear you.
I see you down there, buddy. You were standing right behind that.
I know you said team, but that's about all I heard.
How about that defense? Tried and true, brother.
Oh, man. I mean, they just pinned their ears back and just went for it. And, man, they held him. That was a good job.
And that's what the Blue Demons wanted, a big first possession stand. Get the turnover now. The Blue Demons take over on their own 36. And Blake Bear now hands off to Clyde Isley.
Here's a huge gaping hole. Isley running out across the 40-yard line before he's finally touched and brought down at the 46. Yeah. Albia's first possession begins from their own 35. Yeah. And, Dan, that's still good field position in spite of Albius getting used to starting on the other side of the 50 to begin their drives.
But that one big pass play on the third down play where it was underthrown a little bit and they came back, that's where they got that yards from. And the Blue Demons, though, resilient and held.
Here's another handoff running with Isley. Met at the line of scrimmage, being pushed forward. He'll have a gain of about two. Another third down play here that in this football game, third down is really going to be important, as well as first down. What you do on first down, Dan, and what you do on third down oftentimes will tell you the story of the night.
Yeah, it just sets the tone for that possession, or at least that drive. And Blue Demons are trying to make the mark again. Brings up third and a short two here with the ball on the 43.
Bear under center, offset eye formation, a pitch to Isley on the right side. Gets a kick out block. Here comes flags in, and Isley's going to have the first down. But two flags come in, and Christian, that usually is where holding takes place.
Yep, right where it was.
Couple of flags all at the same time, Dan, and that will be holding on Abia. Carter had the first down.
And, the holding was thrown in the possession or the direction of where that play was going. So one would surmise that the play might not have gotten that far if they hadn't held. So the Blue Demons now with a third and 12 have a lot more work cut out for them here.
All the way back to the 33-yard line of Albia. Go Big Blue. Let's get it done on the Ironman Field tonight. Tony Bones Durian checking in, and he says, my dad is Jerry Durian, alma mater, Mid-Prairie, Wellman. Back to passes, Bear being pursued. Has some pressure, and the pressure's on, and he's not going to be able to get away. This time, dropped and brought down back at the 25-yard line. Dan, the surge that was that white wall of jerseys gave no outside, so great containment on the outside, but the pressure was intense.
Again, very physical play up front with Mid-Prairie. They just kept bringing it with their front four, and then just swallowed up that pocket. Blake could not escape out any direction and not able to get the throw off either. You know, he was trying to look to throw it away, but just couldn't get himself set to where he could do that.
Special teams important, T. You got to be smart here, and special teams as well.
Got to be smart. Got to get a good pick kick here.
Bear standing back at his 20-yard line, gets a high, straight up, a short kick, and bounces at the 50, takes an Albia bounce, and will be downed at the 49-yard line. So what Albia has been so good at all year long, and that is defense giving its offense a short field. Well, tonight, Mid-Prairie, Dan, is taking advantage of the short field. Right now, they got the ball at the 49-yard line, and you know, good teams will take and take advantage of that. This defense will be tested here in this series.
Yeah, and I think what you've got right now, you got both teams very anxious and excited. You know, the Albia fan base is just going, they're just rabbing and having a, just going nuts and enjoying this and cheering on the team. And, we got to get a rhythm set here, and I think this is an opportunity for the defense to try to establish a little rhythm, a little emotion or momentum here.
Lots of bodies in the box. Here's a pitch to the right side, and rolling back the pass, throws it downfield, and a little razzle-dazzle complete, giving chase to Tony Leshen inside the 15-yard line, a halfback pass. And you know you're going to see a lot of that, Christian. These teams, they want to win, and they know they're going to have to do something a little exotic, and that's what we've seen right there.
Yeah, they just took advantage of what we do best. We react to the plays super quick. What we did was we reacted to the halfback toss outside. We ran, and we over-pursued, and they threw the ball up in the air, and wide open was the wide receiver.
Yeah, the tight end came out on just a little simple out pattern. We had a corner linebacker not in a good position to defend that, just lost sight of their assignment.
Here's a penalty flag coming in. It looks like going to be a movement on mid-prairie, and that's what we're going to get here. That'll mark the ball back. The receiver went down at the 11-yard line, and that'll be a five-yard mark off. First down can be gained at the 1-yard line, Dan.
It'll be huge here to see the Blue Demons get that penalty. They've got to try to prevent that from getting not only the first down but the touchdown here with the ball now placed on the 16. Brings up first and 15. As you said, they can still get a first down and not score, but more importantly, the Blue Demons want to stiffen up and not allow any points on the board.
First down, 15 from the 16-yard line. One receiver out to each side of the field. Quarterback is going to hand it off and cutting it upfield. Has some running room inside the 10, and it brought down at about the 6-yard line. A nice cutback lane that was set up there as the running back took the ball to left side. The offensive line pushed the Blue Demons' defense to the left, and that let the hole run through on that right side, Dan. Good execution by Mid-Prairie Wellman.
Good execution, good run. A nice open field tackle by Tony Leshen there to stop the touchdown, but brings up now second down and the ball just outside the 5-yard line.
Second down, 4 for Mid-Prairie to ball at the 5. Here's the handoff, right side hitting the backfield, and then brought down a loss on the play. Good job of reading at that time, Jimmy, but this defense has really got to rise to the occasion right here.
Hey, you know, we're in a battle. I mean, we got a good team to face it, and it's down and dirty now in the trenches.
Third down and 3. The ball at the 4-yard line. Mid-Prairie given a short field to work with, and a little exotic halfback pass that led to a big play has them knocking on the door here. A little crazy stat, Dan. Albia has never trailed in any moment of any game this entire season.
Yeah, so the defense is going to rise up. We heard that there's a lot of pride in this defense. They take a lot of pride in what they do. We're going to get a little timeout here by Mid-Prairie. They want to discuss what's going on.
Let's take a timeout as well. No score here. 4:58 to go in the opening quarter from Ironman Field. Mid-Prairie Wellman and the Blue Demons on Monday night. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
It's game time at Summers Car Credit, so come get you some at Summers Car Credit. Hey, folks, Jimmy Summers here at Summers Car Credit to introduce one of our new all-star starting lineup players, Mr. Big T himself, Tim Bates.
That's right, guys. I've joined the Summers Car Credit team, and we've got the game plan to get you into your next car, truck, van, or SUV today. And we've got a great selection. So get off the sidelines and make your way over to Summers Car Credit, 911 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. We make car buying fun.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171.
Third down and 3 here. Here's a handoff. Left side. Hit the backfield and brought down. There's a flag that came in late. Not sure about the indication there. That could be a chop block the way it came in, Dan. Yeah. It came in right at the point of attack. Really not a lot of time to grab on and hold, and we're going to get a hold.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is a huge penalty, T. Yeah. That is huge.
That is huge, man. I mean, we're back up against the wall here. That was but it was pretty blatant, too.
Yeah, no, quick flag in there. Boy, the Blue Demons did a nice job stuffing that, but, boy, it's more important to get him back. So now brings up third and 12, ball on the 13. And so, again, Mid-Prairie can get a first down without scoring, but Blue Demons really want to see the fourth down go for naught here. Or get the third down for nothing and then a fourth down hold.
Third down 12, the ball at the 13-yard line. They'll send a man out to the far side. Big number 81 on him is Weldon. Here's a fade pattern, a little slant pattern, and it's complete. And then brought down. Did he take the ball away? No. Hit and brought down, but a great hit there by Tony Leshen. and Blake Lawless. And that's going to bring it fourth down and three here for Mid Prairie. The ball just resting inside that 5 yard line. Boy, I'll tell you what, this is a statement stance if Albie can come up with one right here, see?
Oh, yeah. This will change the whole momentum of the game right here.
Yeah, both teams are going to find out what their cutoff for right here. The Blue Demons got to stop, and Mid Prairie's going to try to score.
Hug and kiss those radios the Zabel way. Fourth down and three here. Mid Prairie at the Albia 4 yard line. Center. And here's the quarterback rolling back. Here's some pressure. Being pursued is under some heat. Give me chase and Bryce Lesson. The ball is thrown. Yes. Incomplete. This defense rises to the occasion. And when you need a big play, you call on one number, Dan.
Yeah.
Number five on defense, and he comes up with a huge stop. He put the pressure on that outstanding quarterback, and you saw how he can move. But Bryce Lesson, buddy, when he's determined, he is hard to stop.
Yeah, he flushed him out of the pocket at first. Quarterback started to come to his left, which Brendan Bassett was waiting for him there. So then he goes to the right. Bryce Lesson kicked it in another gear and just chased him down, made him throw an ill-advised pass, hit the ground. Blue Demons take it off deep in their own territory.
Here is a handoff straight ahead. Is Brett Freshwater out across the 15 to the 16-yard line, and that will be a first Iowa State Bank. First down with the shadow of the goalpost on him. Brett Freshwater runs straight ahead. And how about,
which is all that really matters for the Blue Demons.
Jimmy, I just got to go back to that big play. Bryce Lesson, he was being blocked by a much bigger guy, fought his way through that, and then was relentless after the quarterback. And Jimmy can't hear me.
No.
So
we'll love and life.
Yep. First down, 10 for Albie. Here is, again, Freshwater trying to get to the corner, hitting the backfield, and is going to have to stay on his feet, and he'll do a good job of just keeping himself from getting a loss on the play.
Carter had a nice lead block for him, but there were two more defenders, and Carter can only get one of the three. And so Brett tried to read the field to see where he could go. Nothing was there, and so he just tried to push forward, and he just barely got back to the line of scrimmage. That's all you could do on a play like that. There's just too many men on this side that weren't accounted for. Again, Blake Bear comes under center. Quick pitch to the left side to Carter Isley.
Run through Isley, trying to get to the corner turn. Gets upfield, and then a good defensive pursuit there to make the stop, Dan. They were able to get Carter and force the play towards the sideline where the linebackers were able to come over and make the stop. A gain of about a half a yard. Third down and a long nine here for the Blue Demons. The ball at the Albia 26-yard line. 1:48 to go here in this opening score or quarter. There is no score.
Yeah, just a nice job, the defense for Mid Prairie. Levi Dua, 6'3", very fast, was able to pursue Carter on that quick pitch. Comes back under center, going to pass now. Blake Bear looks over across the middle. Sees
downfield, K-Crawl! K-Crawl!
That's
up,
awesome.
Up and away goes K-Crawl. He goes up at the 47-yard line. Bear did a great job, Dan, staying patient, and the pocket was starting to collapse. He threw it upfield, and K-Crawl, just a sophomore, makes a huge, huge senior play.
And you don't know how proud I am of Kate. He has worked so hard this year on transitioning to that wide receiver position. He's been a quarterback for his youth program years. And to go up and catch that ball and to come down with it was huge for him.
The guys have lost their headsets, so we're going to get to them here in just a second. There they go. Oh, there's a hard snap, and offside is going to be called here on Mid Prairie Wellman. Albia with a huge play. Went to the air. And, Dan, how many times have we heard that Albia is one-dimensional? Yeah. They can't throw the football. Can they throw the football? Well, I think the old statement has been made. We can throw the football.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, K-Crawl, great job. He had to just leap up in the air high for that. And he's just good hands. And, again, he has worked so hard this year to get that. I'm so proud of him to make that catch. That's a great job.
Albia into mid-prairie territory. Here's Carter Isley. Slips through the defender on his way inside the 40. Stays on his feet, pushes his way forward all the way to the 35-yard line. How about that physical football there, Big T? That is some physical football by big number 36.
It took every one of those guys to get him down.
You know, he was worried about stripping the ball the whole way. Just kept going for the ball instead of worrying about the tackle. And that might work occasionally, but, you know, that's not going to work getting Carter another 15 yards. So great job. Carter was so strong with those hands, he was not going to let go of that ball.
We're getting to the Southern Iowa technology. Bootleg. Here's a bootleg. Running with the ball is Bear inside the 20 and be brought down right at the 20-yard line. Big old number 79, Yarkoski, was out there. And I'll tell you what, the road grader that wears 79 was plowing people over, Dan. And Blake Bear pulled the old ta-da.
Would have made Cousin Eddie very proud. Had that ball on his hip, very deceptive. And then we've seen Nick Yarkoski just improve so much this year when he pulls out like that. Just roadblocking out there and just clearing a path for Blake to get that first down.
Albion to the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. Here's Brett Freshwater. Nope, he runs straight ahead. Inside the 15, down close to the 12-yard line. Picks up 8 yards. How about the diversity in that offense, Jimmy? And that offensive line is winning the line of scrimmage.
They're feeling it, Big. They're feeling it right now. It's go time.
Carter Isaac. Brett Freshwater sidesteps there. You know, just a little elusiveness there. He had a defender and just a sidestep to one defender. He's going for his ankles, and then he just kept plowing forward and picked up 8 yards on that carry. So nice job out of Brett. Actually, going to mark it 7.
Two,
second down and third.
1, and time is going to expire before this play gets off. The first quarter is in the books. No score. Mid-Prairie Wellman has Dan marched the ball down the field, but the defense has risen to the occasion. And Albion, when we come back to begin the second quarter, it is knock, knock, knocking on the door. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football on Monday night. Don't go anywhere.
The savings are simmering at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Save this week on family packs of 80% lean fresh ground Angus beef, just $2.89 per pound in 2 to 3 pound packages. Tyson inspected family packs of chicken drums or chicken thighs are just 69 cents per pound. 24 packs of Coke products are $6.99 plus deposit. And Not Your Father's Root Beer 6-pack cans are $8.99 plus deposit. The savings are simmering at Jim and Charlie's.
Oh, say.
And back at the Friday Night Studios, a quick scoring update. Pella leads Creston 14-0. Pella Christian trails West Branch 0-7. And Colonesco leads Bravia 10-6. Now back to you.
Second quarter about to begin here from Ironman Field. And I'll tell you what, Christian, this old defense has risen to the occasion for Albion. Now it's the offensive turn to give them a compliment and score a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. This is the drive to do right here. Let's score a touchdown, get another defensive stop, and keep on scoring.
Albion with the football. Second down, and let's call it three here. The ball at the 13-yard line. Bear under center, offset eye formation. Hands it off to Isley, right side. Has the first down on his way towards the 5-yard line and will be brought down at about the 6-yard line. That'll be a first Iowa State Bank. First down, Albion, Eddyville, and your drive-through location on East Benton. With that online banking, and Dan, one thing that's nice, I can go to my app or go online and check out everything. And you got the app.
We got the app out there, too, so the Android app's out there. The Apple app is coming in the next 10 days or so.
Here's a handoff running with the football. Freshwater towards the goal line, fighting in.
Touchdown!
Brett Freshwater with the first score of the night. The Blue Demons strike first. 6-0 Albion. The defense with all the pressure rises to the occasion, and Dan, then the offense takes the ball from the 3-yard line, marches it 97 yards, and Brett Freshwater taking off where he left off. Touchdown, Albia. A Senate Funeral Home touchdown, and Albia out in front 6-0.
Again, that's using all your weapons. Here's a young man who's only got 7 touchdowns on his season. Carter Isaac comes in with 32, so you expect him to be the one to carry it. But they use that diversity to trigger it, to fool the defense, get the touchdown, and Brendan Bassett with the PATs up and good.
And Albia puts 7 on the board. The fight song is on, and we are on. And your sports leader, KIC, will be right back. 7-0 Blue Demons, Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon football. Don't go anywhere.
This is Pastor Brad Gray. Are you at a place in your life where you don't know which play to call? Jeremiah 29:11 says that God has a plan for our life.
Over the left side and brought down. Here's a flag coming in late. That may be a face mask. We'll wait and see.
Trevor Blackford came in, rode the defender, the offensive lineman, really well to make that tackle, but we'll see what the penalty is there. Brendan Bassett also in there to help out.
Personal foul, face mask, that's what it was. Typically when it comes in like that. But I'll tell you what, Jimmy, that defense rose to the occasion, but you go back to the series before, the penalties have been important for both clubs. Albia, on their first drive, had a holding penalty. Now the face mask. But so did Mid-Prairie Wellman on their last drive. They would have had a second down and short, and they ended up getting that 15-yard mark off.
Well, like Dan said, it's emotions. You know, it's a physical battle. And it's a tough night.
Ball now at the 36-yard line of Mid-Prairie, and here's a handoff. This one straight ahead out to the 40-yard line, a gain of 3 yards on the first down. 11:22 to go here in this first half. If you're just joining us, Albia strikes first on a Brett Freshwater touchdown run. 7-0 Albia.
You know, again, I'm in Prairie. They do like to run quite a bit. They come in the season with 2,300 rushing yards, 1,000 passing, so 2-1 there, and that's that in that category. And you just like that. They like to run inside that tackle for the most part between the guard and centers.
Receivers east side of the field. Here comes a receiver in motion. He'll move from left to right. Here's a handoff and trying to get to the outside. Does get the outside, but Brett Blake Bear right there to make the stop, Dan. Really good job of breaking that to the outside. They tried to run that between the guard and the tackle on a little counter play, but the defense was there, so he had to kick at the outside, and Blake was able to chase him down for a gain of about 2 yards.
Nice job, read out of the safety, Blake Bear, and then also Brett Freshwater, as you said, too, was playing in there, and the linebacker was able to flow over to that as well. So good read there, but boy, it starts up front there with Trevor Blackford and Chase Little, Brendan Bassett, and Josiah Harris stuffing up that that line of scrimmage and not allowing that play to go where it was intended to.
10:20 to go here, 7-0 Albia. Third down four here for Mid Prairie. The ball at the Mid Prairie 43-yard line. Here's the play going the opposite direction, trying to get the corner, and Blake Bear, what a run, what a job by Bear. How about that T? Blake Bear covered a lot of territory. Tony Leshen held his spot, but on the counter sweep play, Bear ran across the field, and what would have been a first down carry gets him right at the line of scrimmage.
That was a huge stop. Blake came up there so fast, and just he read that all the way, and he just came up and made the play.
Like I say, Tony held up the blocker, and nobody accounted for Blake Bear, and just came out like a cannon shooting that thing across the field.
Fourth down four. Looks like they're going to go for it. I'll be showing a little middle blitz here. Freshwater steps himself up, or Isley. Quarterback is trying to get a hard count, and that's what he's done. They're going to get a timeout. 9:36 to go here in the first half. Albia's defense. How about this defense? See, this has been quite the defensive battle, and that's what we've talked about. We've said all year long this offense is really good, but at some point this defense is going to be there to win you a big game and what we hope, a championship.
This defense is so talented. You just saw where the speed that this defense has. Blake Bear, three consecutive plays, has made big plays here on the defensive side, coming from the safety spot to make that tackle on the sweep. If he doesn't get there, that's a first down, and who knows how much farther that's going to go. So big plays, that shows you the speed, and it shows you the aggressiveness of our D-line.
And Jimmy, tonight, this team from Mid-Prairie, very physical football team, you know?
Tough. It's a battle. I'm telling you, it's a good game.
Mid Prairie will now punt. They tried a hard count to get the first down, didn't work. So now they're set up in what appears to be a punt, and Blake Bear will be deep at about the 22-yard line for the Blue Demons.
Here comes the high snap. The punt is a booming high kick. Bear standing at about the 20-yard line. He's going to take the ball at the 20. Gets by the defender. Slips the defender. Upfield he goes across the 30-yard line and brought down at the 32. How about the courage there, Big T? Blake Bear catching that as the traffic was coming and then sidestepped the return defender and went straight upfield for a gain of 12 yards on the return.
Yeah, I don't think fair catch is in Blake's vocabulary.
Yeah, I was almost thinking that same thing. My hand might come up, but no, he wanted to see if he could get some positive yards, and boy, did he ever.
Albia's offense back on the field. A 97-yard touchdown drive, the last drive for this Blue Demon offense. Ball at the 32-yard line of the Blue Demons. Here's a handoff, Freshwater straight ahead, powering his way across the 40-yard line, out across the 42, and Dan, what a great job. Brett Freshwater, he is such a great kid, a hard worker, and he is paying. He is getting the dividends for his hard work.
Well, he is, and it's just, again, it's that versatility that we've got. You know, we've Carter has done so much all year long and would continue to carry it if we asked him to. But to bring different weapons at a team, now you've got Mid Prairie not necessarily preparing. The last three games they looked at, only one did they see Brett carry the ball out of any length. You know, so it's something you can't prepare for, and it's a great use of all the weapons.
Offset eye formation. Here's Carter Isley on the counter play going the other way across the 45 and will be brought down. The ball's whistled down.
Yeah.
A gain of about 5 yards, and you can see right now, Jimmy, they really are keying on Carter Isley. All the eyes are going there, and as Dan said, that opens up those other opportunities.
Oh, most definitely. I love it. You know, I mean, we got many players can do many different things.
Second quarter here, 8:50 to go in this first half, 7-0 Albia. The ball at the 45-yard line of the Blue Demons. Bear with an offset eye formation. Fakes the handoff, rolling to the right side, under pursuit, gets by and can't get out of the grip of a big number 81. A loss all the way back to the 27. A fake handoff, and Dua did not buy on that, Dan. A loss of about 14 yards.
Yeah, Dula's got 12. Now has 13 sacks on the season. He's just so physically strong and aggressive. Trent Garver on that side just not able to get in front of him and contain him. And Dula came back with his ears peeled. And when Blake came back, he just flushed him right out and got the sack.
Albie's going to call timeout. And we will do the same with 8-18 to go here in this opening half of football. 7-0 Albie. When we come back, third down, 21 for the Blue Demons. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia congratulates the Blue Demon football team on their success this season. Garver's Animal Health Center, your locally owned full-service veterinary clinic for small and large animals. Visit us online at albiavet.com. Go Big Blue!
Quick scoring update here from the Friday Night Lights studio. Colonesco now leads Moravia 16-6 in the second quarter. Now back to you at Ironman Field.
Third down and 21. Albie will come out of the timeout. And it will be interesting to see what formation they go with here, Dan.
Yeah, Carter actually came out. They taped up his elbow a little bit there. I don't think he had the tape on. I wonder if he got a little cut or a little scratch there. And so, but even though they use the timeout, Blake Lawless will come in. Looks like in the tailback position. But on third and a country mile, you got to think we're going to try a little something in the air. Kyle sent it near
stay
side.
Stay the eye formation. It's pure eye this time. Two receivers east side of the field. Rolling back is Bear. Trying to set up a screen. Oh. And oh, my goodness. And they read that well, Jimmy. That nearly was a pick six
for
Midbury.
That was close. That was close.
Yeah, they're trying to do a little slip screen. Kate Kroll, the wide receiver on the right side, was coming straight across the line of scrimmage. And as he was doing that, two defenders were just standing right there. And how they didn't catch it, I don't know, because it would have been clear sailing from the 25 all the way to the touchdown.
8:13 to go. Albie with the fourth down and 21 here in the punt formation. We're going to get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Lots of texts coming in and a fast and furious football game. Hard to get to all those Southern Iowa Technology texts. Here comes the punt. A booming kick. I mean,
there
he gets into this one deep. All the way back inside the 20. He gets by the return man. He's got to take it at the 10-yard line. Running backwards inside the 5. And right there, the ball's loose. Albie's going to come up with
this one.
Albie's got the football.
Oh, my goodness.
Who else? As this Ironman Field comes alive,
yes!
And Albie comes up with the turnover on the special teams. And how about that? Who else, Dan Stocker? Who else on special teams? And Bryce Leshen.
Bryce Leshen. First off, the punt came, a booming punt by Blake Bear, and the return man misplayed it. It went just over his head. He tried to grab it, went off his hands. Now he's backpedaling from the 23-yard line all the way to the 13-yard line. Starts to go cross field. Bryce Leshen with an open field tackle and strip as he's going down.
He's
Blue Demons
so
take over the ball on the 6-yard line.
Swaps at that ball. That's why it came out here. It's Isley right side towards the 5-yard line. Inside the 5 towards the goal line.
Oh, buddy. Oh, that was Trent Garver. That's Trent. I thought that was Blake Carter with that ball. Just as short as you can be inside the 1.
Man, I'll tell you what, that is a heavy dose of humanity coming at you. Big number 36 in that offensive line. Albie knocking on the door here. Second down, goal to go. 7:34 to go. Albie with a 7-0 lead, trying to extend that lead. Here's Isley right side.
Touchdown.
Albie. Carter, the Iceman Isley. And another Center Funeral Home touchdown. And listen to the roar that is Ironman Field. And this place erupted, Dan Stocker.
Yeah.
I've been to Kinnick Stadium. I've been to Jack Trice Stadium. And this place got really loud.
As soon as that ball went over the return man's head and he tipped it, everybody knew what was coming. There was a potential for a turnover at that point because that was misplayed by him. We all knew. We've seen it enough out of this Blue Demon squad. You knew there was a potential to get that turnover. And lo and behold, they didn't disappoint. Bryce Leshen once again stepped up and did it.
Here comes the extra point. Bassett sends this one through. And the approval of the Blue Demon Nation is Ironman Field alive and well. The fight song comes on, and the Blue Demons take a 14-0 lead, 7:28 to go. Let's take a look at the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Shout out to Sydney DeBryant, Jenny Bishop, and Linda Hoskins.
Yep.
Live.
Coming a little off bounds, couldn't quite get the initial tackle, but Tony Leshen ended up hitting him out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Again, a good return for Mid Prairie where they'll start with really good field position. The defense, once again, will have to see if they can get a stop.
Jimmy, I'll tell you what, Bryce Leshen can have an impact on a football game like no other.
Jeez, that impact is hard, I'm telling you.
Here is your a new formation, shotgun formation, trips out to the left side. The quarterback is going to hand it off and hit in the backfield. And right there, is that is a well-covered play right there, Big D.
What you're seeing, what I think you're seeing is, you know, that special teams coming up and coming alive. You're seeing this defense is a whole other gear they found right there where they're just swarming. Everybody is true to their assignment. They're not going out of their heads or playing out of their position. But, man, they're just converging on that ball and a loss of a yard on that play. When they spread out that defense, you'd have thought that the interior would be open, but the defense then in the line just held up. Again, shotgun with one running back in the back. Rolls out to the left side. Going to be a pass.
He's going to try to plant and throw across his body, and he's going to throw it, and it bounces to the receiver. Had to throw across his body. Dan Albee did a great job of keeping the pressure coming and making him go sideways. And that's going to bring a third down and 11 here. And, T, you can just feel that momentum starting to roll Albee's way.
It is, man. I mean, it's great. Brendan Bassett, great job on that last play. Just strung that all the way out to the sideline.
Your Ankeny fans are here tonight. Go Big Blue. Glad to have all of you along on this football Monday night. Your Friday Night Lights crew. We want to hear from all of you. 641-799-1437. The ball at the 37-yard line of Mid-Prairie. Albee showing some pressure here. Three receivers out. The quarterback's being blitzed. The ball is up. A little screen play. Incomplete.
He got nervous.
You heard it. When the outlaw is in your grill, baby, you start to sweat.
And Ricky Vargas was the screen receiver, and he turned his head before it got the ball touched his hands because, as you heard Jimmy say, he was getting nervous of the hit that was going to come. Just hearing those footsteps. So it was a well-designed screenplay, but Blake Blawless was putting a lot of pressure on that quarterback. But that screenplay would have been set up for some big yards if the receiver would have caught it.
I think our KIC app is having some issues tonight. I've gotten several texts that a little dead air. Apologize for any of that technology issues. Fourth down 11 here. Albee back deep is Hunter Weldon. Here comes the punt off the side of his foot. A decent punt, going to bounce at the 40. Weldon's going to pick it up at the 30, and he fumbles the football. He's got to get on it, and he does. I believe so. We'll wait and see here.
It's a fight down there, but, yes, the first officials is indicating. Again, it came up, and I think Hunter saw the defender coming at him, and just it went off his fingertips. Boy, he's so quick, was able to get back on top of that ball. Brings it to the 32-yard line of the Blue Demons where they will start this possession.
Well, Albee's offense comes back on the field. 6:25 to go here, 14-0 Blue Demons. And, Dan, the number of people streaming in all over the world, Ankeny, Africa, and Del Rio, Texas. That's where the Sweeneys are checking in. They say, go Big Blue, roll on to the dome. And thanks for the streaming. Well, we're glad to have you along, and the number of streamers is off the charts. Here is Carter, Iceman Isley, out across the 35 to the 39-yard line. A gain of about 7 yards on first down. And I'll tell you, you know, Christian, you start to see enough different places, and you can't just focus on Carter Isley, and that means Carter's going to have even some bigger running lane to get through.
That's right. With the help of the passing game starting to kick in, you got Blake Bear and Freshwater. You don't know who's going to get the ball.
Freshwater with the ball.
He's going to be stopped. A gain of about a yard, Dan. That's about it.
I think one other scoring update here of kind of interest for us. South Tama playing New Hampton tonight. They're winning 21-0, so that's a potential next-round opponent if we can get through this game.
Really good football team. I keep stepping on their line. That's why they're having problems. Not the streaming line. Third down here. The ball at the 40-yard line, right outside the 40. Third down and two for Albee. 5:32 to go. 14-0 Blue Demons. Here's Isley. Big hole to run through. Has the first down out across the 45 to the 46-yard line. But, T, how about that enormous hole that Carter Isley had to skip through?
Man, I'm down here at this north end zone, and I'm looking at our line, you know, and it's just amazing. These holes open up, and you see Freshwater coming through there, hitting his guy, and then here comes big number 36 getting all those yards.
Yeah, Ryan Ramon pulled on that play, and he was up 4 yards downfield before he found somebody to block, which just speaks to the initial point of attack.
Here's the counter play running with it. Is Freshwater into mid-prairie territory, down to the 45-yard line. Move those chains.
Good job, man.
And we'll wait for the spot, but that looks like enough for a first down. The first Iowa State Bank first down, and Brett Freshwater, man, he is picking up yardage in big chunks, Big C. He is really getting it done tonight.
But the officials are taking a look at it. They're going to call it second down. Boy, I thought that was enough.
The ball marker is on the other side of the first down. You've got to measure that.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't measure that, but second down in inches. And so let's go to Carter and get
Carter,
that.
Honestly, huge hole. Gets through it on his way inside the 35, down to the 31-yard line. Oh, my, they are picking up big yardage, Jimmy, and kudos to that offensive line.
He measured himself right there. He took the measure himself. He did that big.
There's your micrometer.
Oh, my gosh.
He moved it twice.
Carter Isley on the first down carry down to the 32-yard line. 4:30 to go in this opening half of football. Power eye formation. Albion with a 14-0 lead. Here's Brett Freshwater straight ahead. He's going to be met at the 30-yard line and keeps pushing forward. And we'll wait for the indication. Gets out to about the 31-yard line, or 29-yard line.
Go all the way to the 30, actually. Yeah, we'll split that in a 2-yard pickup there. So hard yards there, but just mixing it up again on that power eye. Usually expect him, and Brett Freshwater, and Kyle Sennett to be your lead blockers, but the handoff quickly to him and had Kyle and Carter going off to the right to try to divert the defense.
Go Big Blue. Brendan Bass's grandma, Steph, listening tonight while at parent-teacher conferences. It's kind of hard to focus on what's going on. Here's a big hole. Isley gets through it. He's got a blocker. 20, 15, inside the 15-yard line, down to the 10. And again, Big C, this offensive line, buddy, Carter Isley is a beast, but he's got some huge holes to run through.
Not just the offensive line, yeah. But man,
how about Kyle?
Everywhere. Kyle Sennett.
How about
right
Kyle
there?
Sennett with
That's
that lead
right.
block? Oh my gosh, he was 15 yards downfield there, kicking out that block, and then Carter read it perfectly.
3:40 to go. Albie inside the Summers Insurance Blue Zone with another first Iowa State Bank first down power eye formation. Isley with the handoff left side inside the 10, the 5, sends around, spins around, and falls down at the 3-yard line. Thought he was going to get out of that ankle tackle, Dan.
Yeah.
But nearly stayed on his feet for a touchdown.
Just you're seeing now again just the whole momentum of that whole offense. Everybody's taking so much pride in executing their position and getting those blocks, doing a good job of executing at the point of attack and creating those up downfield yards for him.
Go.
So again, ball on the, excuse me, Jason, ball on the 2-yard line. Well, hopefully Blue Demons can punch it in.
Go Breyer and Carter from Darby and Baker. Goal to go here for Albia. Carter Isley to the end zone. Touchdown, Albia. The Iceman Isley. His second touchdown of the night, and Albia has taken a 20-0 lead over Mid Prairie Wellman. And if you're just joining us, Dan, it would be hard to believe, but less than a quarter ago, it looked like it was going to be Mid Prairie's night. They were knocking on the door. First down, goal to go, and Albia. Defense rose to the occasion, and now 20 unanswered point with the extra point to come.
Yeah, defense rose to the occasion. The special teams have represented. The offense is adjusting, which is what we've seen. I was going to mention earlier, one of the defensive possessions, our offensive units over on the board, looking at the big board, trying to make adjustments, and and that they have.
And Bassett sends it through the uprights, up and good. 21-0 Albia, 3:02 to go in this first half. You're listening to Friday Night Lights and Blue Demon Football on your sports leader, KIC.
It takes a special baler to withstand the rigors of baling corn stalks. The new 604N and 605N corn stalk special balers from Vermeer are up to the challenge. Smart features like an optional auto-lube greasing system help prolong machine life, while the E-Link Pro display puts information like bale weight at your fingertips. And an optional inline ramp helps you move bales off the field up to 30% faster. When it comes to corn stalk baling, get in line with the new 604N and 605N corn stalk special balers from Vermeer. Come see us today at Bowser Equipment in Albia and see for yourself. These balers are special.
Our kickoffs all season brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. This kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance.
Brendan Bassett puts another boot in this one. And see you later. That's through the end zone. Big T, you think about big plays in the physicality carry.
Good initial hole. Brett Freshwater was met him at the linebacker position, but again, it picked up about 5 yards on the play, Jason. I do want to mention to people, if you can help us out, we know we're having problems on stream, and it's because there are so many of you listening. Now, I know if you're listening, you don't need to change the stream, but if you know anyone who's having problems with the app, if you can text them for us, because we don't know who they are, but tell them to go to stream on the second channel, the Sheraton channel, because we're broadcasting it on both streams, both channels. So if you know anyone that's having an issue, let us know.
You can click on the Listen Live tab on the internet as well.
Yeah.
And
again, we don't know how to reach out to those people, because if you can hear us, you don't need to change.
Second down carry on this time to the left side, a gain of about 2 yards. It's going to bring a third down and 4. And you think about this this defense, really, Jimmy, outside of that big play that was the halfback pass, you know, the fundamentals of this defense have been really there all night long.
Well, like Coach said over here a second ago, he says, you know, you settled in. Now we're settled in. Now we do our game.
And you got to be thinking there's some more trick plays coming for Mid Prairie, and so the Blue Demons got to stay true to their assignments.
I formation hitting the backfield. Brendan Bassett, a tackle for a loss all the way back to the 25-yard line. A big third down stop there by Bassett. He's done such an outstanding job. His grandpa said, you guys call his name all the time, half embarrassed by it, but doggone it, grandpa, we can't do anything about it.
Yeah, when he makes plays like that, he deserves it. You know, he knows that the play is coming. He wants to get around that edge, and he did a great job and gets a tackle for a loss, which is huge, because on a fourth and about two, they might go for it. On a fourth and five now, you got to think they're going to punt it with it on the 25. So, you know, that sets up a big play and a big potential for the Blue Demons. Blue Demons do call timeout here. Coach Odefer wants to make sure his defense knows what's going on.
Territory. So Albie's going to have the ball right at the trying to get a spot here.
Yeah, the one on the field has got the right spot. The one on the sideline, I think, is wrong. Right on the 50s. But it don't matter.
Let's mark it back to the 48. Now they're going to lay right at the 50-yard line. Pick a number, anything between 48 and 48.
And it won't matter. It's still a long ways to go. With a minute 37, though, the Blue Demons more than capable. But they only do have one timeout left. They've used two timeouts earlier. So,
well, go Big Blue. John Stewart and Paula Rose listening from home. Go Big Blue on the way to the dome. Power eye formation. Here is eyes on a fake pass, a fake rolling back and pass. Yeah. Bear game pursuit. Going to try to tuck it under and will be tackled for a loss back to the 44-yard line. And that's one of those plays, Dan. I think that he's going to have to either throw it away or decide to run quicker.
Yeah, both those. And, you know, the other part, too, before it gets to that point, you know, that's something, too, that the team's really got to work on. They've got to get better at that protection and sustaining those blocks. And it's hard to do on those pass plays. And when we don't do it as much as, you know, we haven't. But that's up front where they've got to really continue to work on that and how to sustain those.
Minute five to go. Bear throws to the flat, incomplete. Looked like maybe it was tipped a little bit. And that's going to bring up third down at 16. Don Capaldo here, Jason and Dan. I'm taking in the Central Lee versus Mount Vernon game tonight. Central Lee 21 and Mount Vernon nothing. 7:45 to go in the second period. You guys sound great on the radio. Go Big Blue. See you Friday. Well, we hope to see you Friday.
Yeah.
That's the plan. Third down here in the shotgun. Bear in the shotgun. Two receivers each side of the field. Here comes the pass to the near side is Osing. Osing will be brought down at the 49-yard line. A pickup of about five, and that's going to bring a fourth down here. And I think Mid Prairie is going to call a timeout, guys.
Yeah, with 55 seconds, they sure want to get some points on the board if they can to salvage this half. Blue Demons will look to punt this ball again. That's spotted at their own 49. Loss of a yard on those three plays. So it's fourth and 11 from the 49.
So the Golden Hawks call a timeout. They've got one. They're out of timeouts. Let's get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue. Listening at work. Love you, cuz. Jason, Jimmy, Christian. That is Phil Summers on the text line. Go Big Blue, especially number 52, Dome Bound. Rachel Smith in Oskaloosa checking in. Show them what blue pride means. Let's go from Emily and Jonathan Prescott. Going all the way. Know you guys will make Albie proud. Pat and Marcia and family checking in. And Colby Sinclair and Becca Mason checking in from Northwest Missouri State University. Here comes your fourth down play here.
Blue Demons going for it.
Looks like they're going to go for it. Bear in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff, and he's going to keep it. And run to the right side, and it'll be brought down right at midfield. And the changing of the downs stops the clock, and I think he may have missed the read there because he should have followed big number 36 with who was plowing the road there.
Yeah, it should have. And I think they're trying to spread the two receivers each side, hoping the defense would spread out and maybe be some room up the middle for Blake to go. And, yeah, he just wasn't able to read the blocker. And actually, there was an extra defender, too. I'm not sure even if he got off Carter's block that he still would have gotten the first down because there was another defender in the interior that was still spotting and spying on Blake Bear.
21-0 Albion.
Yep. From the 50-yard line, Mid Prairie is going to try to get some points on the board right here.
Three receivers split to the far left side. 51 seconds to go in this first half. The quarterback being pursued. Plants throws it up for grabs down the sidelines. Tony Leshen right there. INT! Yeah. Tony Leshen with the INT, a River Life Family Worship Center turnover. Join them at the river when you need to make a turnover in your life every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. And how about the play of Tony Leshen, Big T? A great job of staying there in man coverage. And he goes out there and makes a center fielder's play.
No, and he had his eye on the ball the entire time. I mean, that's the only reason that he got beat earlier on that other play was he didn't have.
Now comes under center with 20 seconds on the clock. We'll take the snap, and this will be the last play of the first half here. Blue Demons content to go in the halftime with a 21-0 lead.
He'll take a knee. Let's get to some of our texts. Turn it on, Big Blue. You're looking good. We love you, Tom and Charlie, the mayor. Go Albie from Nate Habman and all the people listening to the game from the lounge. Well, hello, everybody at the lounge. Listening in from Columbus, Ohio, Brian Thompson on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And the Pizza Hut crew says, go Big Blue. Courtney, Johannes, and Robin Berickman have dueling radios going in Oskaloosa, listening to Albie in one ear and Pella Christian in the other, cheering for both teams. Well, glad to have all of you along on this football Monday night, Friday Night Lights edition.
Yep.
At the halftime break, Albie enjoys a 21-0 lead. When we come back, we'll get your Cindy's Beauty Hut Beautiful Play of the first half. Your impact player of this first half brought to you by the Albie Eagles Club. Don't go anywhere. 21-0, Albie with a halftime lead. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Contact Wirtz's Concrete for all your decorative concrete jobs, from patios to sidewalks to driveways.
And that was a disaster everywhere. As Weldon ran right into Tony Leslie. He was the other back, seeing that. That just caused chaos on this return team. And for the first time in a long time, Albie wasn't so special in special teams.
Yeah, they tried always taking out that reverse kind of type deal thing that they do on the kick return, and they just ran right into each other. Just didn't work out the way that it was supposed to go.
Just a little misplayed there, which hasn't happened at all this year, and so there will be a penalty, blocking a back penalty for the Blue Demons on the return, so that'll march them back even further. Ooh, face mask on top of there. We got all kinds of flags coming out. I didn't see the second one.
Ball's right at the 5-yard line, or right at the 5 or 6.
Yep.
Jimmy, the last thing you want to do is give a good team. This is a good football team in Prairie. Any type of momentum, we've seen what they're able to do.
I agree, but we're okay.
Amanda Prevo is wondering if I could make an announcement. We'll get to that here in just a second. First down and 10 for Albie from their own 5-yard line. Here's Carter Isley, left side, a big hole to run through out across the 10-yard line to about the 13-14. A big pickup on first down. The first down is so important, Dan. When we've had good drives and sustaining drives, is what we're able to do on first down that kind of dictates the entire series.
Yeah, and what was helpful on those two penalties, even though it put us back deep, it didn't make the first down any more than a 10-yard pickup. So it was first and 10 from the 6, and with that 7-yard pickup, brings up second and 3 now from the 13.
A injured player. Amanda Prevo sends a text in and says that the Girl Scouts Chili and Cinnamon Roll Free Will Donation Dinner is going to be going on this Sunday from November 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. the Family Life Center across from the Trinity United Methodist Church, and help some raise some money for the local troops here in Albia. Second down play here. Isley once again with a nice big running wall, and then runs into a wall of blue. That was the offensive line downfield, 3 yards, Dan. But the problem was that the defense had done a good job of kind of holding ground, but no holes opened up. But again, when you're running down 3 yards downfield before you're touched by even your own guy, you're in good shape.
Yeah, and a very good push there. He's going to bring the ball. It looks like they're going to measure once again third and very short, less than a yard, maybe about 6 inches. Not even going to check that spot there on a third down play, but Blue Demons will just have to punch it and get that own first down on their own.
Power eye formation. Here's Brett Freshwater. Has the first down across the 20-yard line. He takes the initial hit and rumbles forward for a gain of 6 yards. How about the tough running there of Brett Freshwater, Big C?
That's what you got to do when you're a fullback right there. You get the ball, and you lower your shoulders to the ground, and you run as hard as you can. You're only going to go get that first down. That's your big object right there.
The Girl Scouts will have their cinnamon and chili roll free will donation. That's going to be held at the Trinity United Methodist Church at the Family Life Center. Here's another handoff running straight ahead.
Carter,
the Iceman Isley, out to the 25-yard line. Albie on the march here. Opening series of this second half. 10-11 to go in the third quarter. 21-0 Albie.
So a tough little pick out there, but 4 yards nonetheless, so that'll work for the Blue Demons. They just got to continue to get some positive yards. Carter Isley actually come up a little limpy there. He's coming out on his own accord, but he's going to go out for just a minute. Kind of limping on his leg there just a little bit.
And bring Blake Lawless in, and Carter's kind of limping a little bit. Going to get to the sideline and get refreshed. Second down, 6 here. Here is Freshwater running with the football, left side, met and brought down. Little to no gain. Stopped right at the 25-yard line, and we'll get an injury update down the guys right on the sidelines here in a moment. as Carter Asley limped off. Danny was able to run off on both feet, but obviously in some pain.
Yes, he was. I mentioned earlier, too, a little scoring update for Central Lee Mount Vernon. The one we have is 28-7 is Central Lee on top of Mount Vernon right now. So Central Lee still on top and, again, could have future implications for the Blue Demons if we're able to hold on to this victory here tonight. Also, South came up 33-0.
Third down, six here, Albia. Offset eye formation, two receivers out here on the near side. Here's a pitch. Running with the football is Bulldog Blake Lawless. He's going to be stopped. They're going to say it was down. The ball comes loose, gets out across the 35 to about the 38, 39 yard line. And that's going to be a gain of three on the play. Fourth down and four for Albia.
Carter Isley is coming back out on this fourth down play. Looks like it's going to be punt formation, so good to see Carter come out. He is a long snapper, so he's not hurt to that extent that he can't play still, so that's great to see, even though he's coming as the snapper.
Fourth down and three here. Bear in the punt formation. Here comes the snap, the kick, end over end, deep, spiraling now down inside the 25-yard area. Here comes the return. There was a flag back in the backfield, and brought down right away. Is that Bryce Leshen? Yep, why not? Once again on the stop out there at the 33-yard line where Mid Prairie will take over. There is a penalty, I believe, on Albia. And that was right before the snap. I didn't see it was an illegal shift or legal formation.
It might have got accused. The Blue Demons do a lot of movement before the pre-snap, and we're going to say procedure penalty on the Blue Demons.
Looked like the way he indicated to the sidelines that it was a legal shift.
Yeah.
That's going to be a five-yard mark off, and wisely, Mid-Prairie is going to make Albia punt it again.
Yeah, I think you had a chance to get a better return. It's a nice booming kick. See if Blake can do even better on this one as well. Just kind of get himself set and put that foot right into it. He's got a nice leg and a great punter.
Fourth down and eight now. Ball at the 23-yard line. Bear standing back at his own 16. Gets a end-over-end kick. This one goes across midfield and will bounce out of bounds. It looks like it's going to be spotted about the 40.
Just hit right on the sideline there.
42-yard line. So a shorter kick this time and here comes Mid-Prairie's offense back on the field. Congrats to the newest addition to the Blue Demons. I got to make sure I got this right, Dan. You may help me out here. Tobias J. Solinger. Tobias J. Solinger, son of Tyler and Laura Solinger. Congratulations, you guys. Awesome news. And Coach Dayton, who I never asked what somebody could do for me, says have more kids.
Yep.
Here comes
Tyler was a good one for us. I'm sure Tobias will be as well.
Here's a pitch to the right side, trying to get upfield. Has a running wall, gets across the 45, out across the 50-yard line. A big hole to run through on that quick pitch, Dan. Yep. Good lead blocking there by Mid-Prairie Wellman.
Yeah, good backside pursuit. Trevor Blackford coming from the backside, and then Chase Little also on the two D tackles. But, again, a 9-yard pickup for Mid-Prairie. They get the ball all the way to the 50, brings up second and one. I formation under center. Drops back with a fake draw play there. Goes to Vargas.
Oh, great job.
Immediately by Josiah Harris for a 2-yard loss. It was a nice little draw play. Looked like it was going to be a pass play, but Josiah Harris was right on top of it and tackled Vargas, the running back. Again, that was Ricky Vargas, the tailback that got the ball.
He got injured on a play. What was impressive there is that the defensive end stayed at home and contained. That fake handoff really could have got a lot of defensive ends out of a position.
You don't see much more disciplined defensive ends than Josiah Harris and Brendan Bassett.
Yeah.
Third down play here for Mid Prairie and running with the ball over the right side, getting the first down and into Albia territory. Again, all the way down to the 45-yard line, and you got to be careful. See, this game can turn in a hurry. You've been a part of some really great comebacks by Albia. You don't want to give momentum to your opponent anytime, but Mid-Prairie is starting to grab some of it.
Yeah, you just got to keep playing the D that you've been playing all year. That tough physical defense right there. Start believing in yourself, and you're going to make a stop.
You know, not to overemphasize it, but certainly a big possession here for the Blue Demon defense to make another stop here to start the second half on Mid-Prairie.
21-0 Albia, 6:20 to go in this third period. Here's the counterplay, hitting the backfield, and a Blue Demon sandwich awaits the running back right at the 45, Dan.
Yeah.
Hit from up above, hit high, and then cleaned off in the middle. That was a...
Blake Laws came in, and Brett Freshwater did a great job tag-teaming him, and just a good job.
Austin Summers and Austin Smithberg. They're checking in from Ankeny, singing, "I Believe I Can Fly." Here's a quarterback running with the football and hit and brought down inside the 40-yard line. Dan, a good scramble there by the quarterback.
Yeah, it was. As Ryan Cordon was dropping back, it looked like a design draw play, quarterback draw, and just slipped through the off-guard tackle's position. Blake Lawless still made the tackle, but a well-designed play to pick up positive yards brings up third and four from the 39 of the Blue Demons.
Mid Prairie on the march. Here's 5.5 to go. Here comes the quarterback rolling back, being pursued. Bassett giving chase. He's got Brandon Bassett with a sack all the way back to the 49-yard line of Albia. Brandon Bassett stayed in pursuit, Dan. He didn't get by. He didn't buy the fake by the quarterback in a big sack. That sack brought to you by your local Hy-Vee, where you can always get a sack of great deals. And on Saturday, they'll be drawing for a sack of groceries due to that and courtesy of Brendan Bassett's sack, a loss all the way back to the 49, fourth down now.
He has number 6, just like Tim DeWight did, I think, right there. So that's who he reminds me of, Timmy DeWight.
He was gone, and Dan, that block was just immense.
Yeah, it was huge. It was a touchdown saving, or allowed that touchdown to occur, I should say, because he was going to make that tackle.
Ooh. Here comes the extra point. It's on its way. B Avenue, good enough, and Brendan Bassett's perfect on the night as well. And the Blue Demons take a 28-0 lead, 4:30 to go in this third quarter. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com. Our kickoffs all season brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. This kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance.
Ah, that touchdown run on the punt return. Special team special again for Albia Jimmy. But, man, was that a hit there at the 25?
They seen stars, I tell you that. Starlight, star bright, here we go tonight.
God, how'd you like to have a bedtime stories by Jimmy?
I have. We didn't sleep at our house.
You couldn't.
Hey, no, you didn't trust anybody to let yourself sleep. Here's the kickoff.
Wow.
This is another deep kick. Bassett puts him inside the 5-yard line. Here comes a return. And met at the 20-yard line. And how about that tackle? Oh, my gosh.
He was blocked twice and shed those blocks, good blocks. And Bryce Leshen's able to fight through that, and he goes in and gets the tackle anyway.
28-0 Albia, 4:25 to go here. Special teams special on this football Monday night. A punt fumble that gave Albia a short field in the first half, and now that punt return of Tony Leshen. Co Garage listening in, not many of us during the week, but still cheering just as loud. Go Big Blue. Don Cabaldo says 28-7. Central Lee still out in front. And achieve your goals. Go Big Blue. Jason Williams checking in. Here's a handoff, trying to get to the right side, and does a great job of hopping through the hole and gets out across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. A gain of 4 yards, maybe 5 on first down here for Mid-Prairie Wellman. Second down and 6 here. The ball resting right at the 26-yard line of Albia. 4:06 to go in this third quarter, 28-0 Blue Demons.
Another scoring updates in 3A action. Pella is on top of Creston, 38-7. So representing Southern Iowa really well. 1A, Pella Christian is up 14-13 in the third quarter. So close game there. Pella Christian's got a slight lead. Hope to hang on to there. So go get them, Pella Christian.
Second down and 4 here. Mid-Prairie, or 6 here for Mid-Prairie. A handoff running over the right side. A nice running wall again to run through. And gain all the way out to the 33-yard line. That's going to be a first down.
Got one more scoring update, too. Moravia having a hard time tonight. Down 38-14 in the third quarter against Colonesco. We knew it was going to be a good quality opponent. So anything can happen in those in that eight-man game. So hopefully Moravia can find a way to come back and win and avenge or get that win there and get to that third round. But so far they're trailing. Also, Montezuma losing to Denver 29-7, and that's in the second quarter. Pleasantville is on top of Gladbrook Rhinebeck 14-0 in the second quarter.
That's your Thorpe Funeral Home big board on this football Monday night. Here's the halfback pass up for grabs and incomplete.
They tried to run that halfback pass. You could see he was setting up for the pass the whole way, and pressure was coming. Josiah Harris did a nice job as well as Landon Hermes.
That's been the biggest play they've had all night, T, was that play earlier in their first drive of the first quarter.
Yeah, and you know that wasn't going to happen again.
Yeah, the receiver covered twice there. Blake Barrett and Tony Leshen all over that. So they stayed true to the assignments, which is what burned us the last time. We just lost track of our assignments there.
Pat, Africa, Arizona, California, Texas, Ankeny. And how about New Glarus, Wisconsin? Keep up the work. Here's a shuttle pass and running and brought down from behind.
Nothing. That's great.
Blake, the outlaw Lawless, formerly known as the Bulldog. But New Glarus checking in. That's Tony Sinnott. He's working tonight and says, go Big Blue.
Got another Albie alum listening in. None other than my own sister, Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Down in Lee's Summit, Missouri, appreciating the fact that it's streaming online so that the out-of-towners can listen as well. So Lee's Summit, Missouri in the house here.
Go Big Blue. Steven, Darlene, Maddie checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Your quarterback rolling back. Here comes some pressure. Quarterback's going to try to change field. Now the pressure's really on, and he gets away from a tackle, but he's not going to get away from
a lot of fighting that boy.
Wow, he is a great athlete, but right there, Bryce Leshen to help make the stop. Blake Lawless in there along with Trevor Blackford.
Trevor Black for 10 yards downfield making that tackle.
Fourth down and two here. Got to think at this point the ball at the 43-yard line of Mid-Prairie. 2:10 to go in the third quarter, trailing Albia 28-0. The Blue Demons with the lead. Think we might... And it looks like they're going to go for it.
They're going to go for it at this point, fourth and a short or long one. You know, they've got to go for it. They've got to try to get a spark here with a minute 57, trailing 28-0. Blue Demons stacking it up in the box, trying to prevent a push. Here it goes.
And he's going to be very close, and we'll have to wait for the spot.
Good reach for the tailback. I thought he was hit short. Boy, they're going to mark it up. They're already advanced that ball. First down. Just got the first down.
The Albia boys are playing their best, taking advantage of every opportunity, just like Jimmy and Big T.
Exactly. Ding, like, ding, ding. Like, we got a winner.
I like it. That I don't know. Some delusional listener tonight. Go Big Blue, working all the way to the dome from Jonathan and Kat checking in the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here comes the handoff. And hit in the backfield and then upended and annihilated. Boy, there was more blue jerseys to the football than there were white. There's no doubt about that, Dan.
Brendan Bassett, the initial hit there, so good job. And just stuffing it up, a loss of about a half a yard, quite honestly. But they're going to mark it as still call it a 10-yard play, or second and 10.
Well, Minnesota wants to get in on this. Go Big Blue, Tim and Deanne Craw. They're listening in from Worthington, Minnesota. Glad to have all of you along. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. Quarterback rolling back. He's being pursued. Bryce Leshen under the attack, and the quarterback gets it away. But Bryce Leshen still gets the quarterback to the ground, and he'll take a while to get up.
Yeah, and he's coming up limping a little bit too. Bryce Leshen just fast and furious on that pursuit. The quarterback's just come up. He's well on his own accord, so that's good, but was a little slow coming up.
How about Ryan Cordham, though? I'll tell you what, T, that quarterback, he's quite the player for Mid-Prairie Wellman, and he got up off the turf after getting hit by Bryce Leshen. You've done something.
Man, that's scrappy. That's scrappy right there.
We're going to take him out. It looks like quarterback comes out. They got a new quarterback in. Third down and long. And he came back in. Here's a quick pass, and oh, my goodness.
Brendan Bassett.
And the quarterback's down now. Bassett hit him. Just as he was setting up the plant to throw a little screen play, Dan, so darn quick.
And that's just it. Those screen passes work if the defense isn't this fast. With Brennan just shooting out of there, nobody blocked him because that was the design of the play. But he's so fast, he's going to get on that quarterback before he can make a decent throw.
Hey, as you guys have said, this D is impressive. And they are, and they have risen to the occasion tonight.
Well, initially, I think Cordham thought they were going to go for it, but finally they bring in the substitute in for the punt formation. So set back for the Mid-Prairie Wellman is their punter, which is Levi Duwah.
A high snap. Duwah comes up with it and puts a boot in it. And going backwards and getting the balls loose, Tony Leshen does pick it up at the 15-yard line, trying to get
Bryce.
Annihilated. Here he comes. Tony Leshen down the sidelines. He's off to the races. Down the sidelines. Waits for a block. Stays on his feet at the 25 to 20. 15. Stays in bounds at the 15-yard line. Oh, my goodness. What a huge special teams play. Trevor Blackford was leading the charge to the touchdown tunnel, Dan. And how about... You can give all the accolades you want. You can talk about the amazing running of Tony Leshen, but Bryce Leshen.
He laid him out!
Oh my gosh.
That's going to be one to watch on film.
You can't describe what you're seeing, Dan Stocker, when you see this blue jersey. It looked like a bullet flying across the field to hit somebody who is about to think they're going to make the stop, and he annihilates them. They're gone.
And you heard the crowd react to that. I mean, just that turned it up 3 degrees there because it just goes from a 10 to 13, just ratcheted it up.
Tony Leshen with the return all the way to the 15-yard line, or 16th, where they're going to say he was down.
Yeah.
And Danny just ran out of little real estate over here. Trevor Blackford did a great job himself getting downfield. He was ahead of everybody in that touchdown wall that was created.
Right.
And Tony Leshen just ran out of sideline to stay in bounds.
And this, I think, will be the end of the third quarter here as the time will expire in the third quarter. 28-0 is our score.
Three quarters in the book. The fourth and final quarter to come.
Please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Sick. Do you understand the talent?
Welcome back to Ironman Field. And Jimmy was saying this is sick. It is, buddy. But, you know, what's really crazy, Dan, is this punt return is nearly going for a touchdown, and all of our eyes are on the blocking.
Yeah, we're trying to see who's blocking it up and who we can see is getting the next big hit. And that truly is what we're watching. And Tony Leshen, by the way, is really running a great return, but we're not paying attention to that.
You know, normally in a game, as a broadcaster, you lose track of the blocking because you're trying to follow the football. But you become so – and then when you see things, particularly three stories up, you see Bryce Leshen running towards somebody, you know something big's going to happen. Third down, 5 here for Albia. Here's a handoff. Running ahead is Kyle Sinnott.
Yep.
And he's going to be stopped at about the 9-yard line. It's going to bring a fourth down and 4. Albia with a 28-0 lead here. 11:20 to go as we enter this fourth and final quarter. And you can just sense that everyone is building up here, Dan, for a big finish and a chance to be one game away from the third straight trip to the Dome.
Yeah, Carter Isaac, I want to reiterate, is out right now. He's been walking on his own accord, so it's good to see him up and running, but just legs a little hurt. Blue Demons obviously going to go for it. They could kick the field goal, but they really want to get that 35-point lead, get the running clock going. So here they go on fourth down play. Blake Bear keeps it on the keeper. Swings.
He's going to keep it on his way inside the 5-yard line. He's going to have the first down.
Yeah.
We did a great job, Tim, of reading that option play. He kept it and took the inside passage and got the first down inside the 5-yard line.
He was just going down that line, and he was just watching and watching and watching. He saw that hole open up, and there he went.
And that's a leader in Blake Bear. You know, he's going to put it on his shoulders and take it and read those blocks. And so great job of execution out of him.
28-0 Albia. Here is a handoff. Running ahead is Brett Freshwater. Trying to go line. Touchdown, Albia. Brett Freshwater with his third touchdown of the night. And the fullback looks like a halfback, and he has been a man on a mission. And another touchdown, Albia. The extra point to come, Dan. And you know what? Not to jinx this extra point, but this would be the 35th point, and Albia has had a running clock in. If they can get this in every single football game this year,
that's impressive.
That is impressive.
You know, it speaks first and foremost to the defense, not allowing many points. And again, you're going against good defense in Mid Prairie, and then to be able to put 35 up.
Snap, the kick is high enough, long enough, good enough, and it is a running clock here from Ironman Field. 10:35 to go in the ball game. The Blue Demons are out in front 35-0. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Friday Night Lights Blue Demon Football.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you...
He's in a running clock that Albia has earned here on this football Monday night. Here's your kickoff. Return from the 5-yard line. Has a running wall. And then right down. Oh, my goodness. Take a guess.
Yeah. Well, this one's actually the outlaw.
There's no difference.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just amazing. You know, you take 4, 5, and 6 guys, and you interchange them, and they are always making big plays.
Blake Lawless, the outlaw, with a big hit right at the hips and just took the return man down at the 22-yard line. You know, you brought up a great pointer off air here. You know, Bryce is having a phenomenal game. Tony's run one back for touchdown. Bob had another one for touchdown. We need the lessons.
I know. Come on, Angie. Come on, Eric. Have some more kids. You got Bo coming through.
Yes, yep.
You got a beautiful daughter, though. She is an angel. Does not take after her papa, that's for sure. 9:49 to go, and I know where the football comes. It comes from Angie. Yeah. She is one tough girl.
Oh, a little quick pitch goes nowhere. Loss of about 3 yards on the left side there. It looks like Blake Berry in there. Again, your safety, and just a nice job pushing up there and taking it on his shoulders. Again, Carter Isley is out. His legs are just a little hurt. He is walking, looks pretty good walking up down the sideline, but just not able to go right now. And so the defense, without Carter in there, Freshwater's in it, which he's been in a lot this year, so that's not a surprise. And the tailback, Blake Lawless, is filling in for Carter on offense, and they're just, everyone's stepping up, doing their part.
Well, Jimmy, can you talk to Eric and Angie? Yeah, your
buddy. We'll get her done.
And Jay, you know, my goodness. Here is the quarterback rolling back, throws it to the flat. This one's up for grabs. Intercepted! Tony Lesson! To the five! Touchdown, Albion! Tony Lesson, the INT, taking it in for a TD, and the River Life family works the center turnover. Touchdown, Albion! Tony Lesson on cue, Dan. And once again, the Blue Demons take advantage of a pick six and score. This defense has done it. The special teams have done it. And this offense has been outstanding. And how about that? 41-0 on the Senate Funeral Home touchdown, Albia, on the River Life Family Worship turnover. Whoa.
And that again, Tony Lesson, we're going to give a shout out to that. That's Jay's son. So, Jay, you could do your part and help us out with some kids coming through as well.
To schedule an appointment.
Our kickoffs all season brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. This kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance.
Forty-two-nothing. Your score. A pick six for Tony Leshen.
Wow. Well read, well defended, well covered. Tony Leshen's got great hands, a great interception for pick six, second interception on the night.
Here is your kickoff return from the 2 yard line, going over the left side and on the attack. He does get the corner turn and then boom!
Bassett
with a big stick at the 27 yard line.
Repetarov, I'm sorry, your grandson's doing great.
Unreal.
You know, Tony Leshen, going back to that on that INT, just had one coming in tonight. You know, he's got two, and the one he had before was a pick six as well. So he's got three interceptions on the season, two of them for return for touchdowns. Just done a great job in coverage. You don't throw against him. Most teams typically don't throw his way because his coverage has been so good all year long. He's like Revis Island out there. I mean, he just does a super, super job.
Keep rolling blue, checking in from Nebraska, Rome to the Dome. Missing being there with you boys. Coach Cole checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's a handoff left side and a hit and brought down to a loss of about a half a yard on the play. Boy, I'll tell you what, this is really at times, Jimmy, really hard to describe how physical and how tough this Albion football team is.
I seriously wish, you know, everybody could enjoy this down here where I'm at. Because it is live in action. Man, you hear it. You feel it. And these boys are just, it's crazy.
I really go back, to that that fourth down play that Bryce Leshen made that really changed the momentum of the game. He did it with the physical play on defense that shut down Mid-Prairie.
Well, you know, we've said it all year long. You know, the offense puts points on the board, but defense will win you championships.
Here's a quarterback running with the football, was being pursued. He's going to have to tuck it up and run across the 35 out to the 36, 37-yard line. A pickup of about 7 yards on that second down play. It's going to bring a third down and three here.
Trying to go deep on a pass pattern, but well covered, and so he got flushed out of the pocket and scrambled. And again, picked up, as you said, a good 7 yards on the play.
Caleb Mon, listening at Wartburg College. Thank you for streaming the game, so I have something fun to listen to while doing homework.
Little draw play to the tailback. It was right up, gets the first down. Just did get the first down, but he's brought down by Blake the Outlaw. Some other scores, just kind of give area scores. Pleasantville in the second half again, is up 14-0 on Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Montezuma trails Denver 36-14 in the third quarter. Again, Moravia is having a hard time. You can listen to that on the stream on the Channel 5. They're trailing 38-14 in the third quarter was the last update we've got. Pella Christian is still up 14-13 in the third quarter, so they're trying to hang on to that win. We really hope the best for them. They've got a good chance of getting to the dome. The matchups, I think, would work well. Pella is up on Crestman 38-7.
Quarterback rolling back. Court in the fade pattern down the sidelines. Bryce Lesson there. INT! Bryce Lesson! Oh, buddy. 4, 5, or 6. Pick a number.
That's your center fielder, baseball player, and that's exactly the position he plays. He was the receiver the whole way. He was looking at the ball. He did not care about the receiver
and ball because they never see it.
That's true, you know. And these guys, you can't put any air under the ball at all. I mean, they've got such good closing speed that they're going to get under it first.
You know, the other thing I think that gets overlooked a little bit on that too is, I mean, taking nothing away from that secondary, but the pressure. Very rarely does that quarterback have time to set his feet and make that open field throw. And so when he's doing it on the run or just barely getting set, it bodes well. And you're putting air in it. It's going to go for the Blue Demons' way. Got a lot of subs coming in. The Blue Demons are getting a chance to get some guys in his fourth quarter on the offensive set. Cade Crawl will take over in her center as the quarterback. Gunnar Maupin had a couple big catches last week coming in as a wide receiver. Got Casey Zinski still at center there. I'm trying to see. Oh, I saw John Galtari coming in at tight end there.
Oh, big hole right at the middle of the field, and that'll go out across the 35-yard line.
Is that Jesse Trachel?
Sinclair.
Luke Sinclair. Before you call his brother out again.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with Luke. Joe Barry is the tailback in there, so he's going to chance. Nick Yarkoski's coming out, not getting a well-deserved applause, as well as Trent Garver. So we've got Lane Pierce coming in at the tackle position for Trent.
How about that line play? See, you know, these guys were freshmen when they came in, and you know, this program is so tight. You linemen become really tight. They bond together. They do everything together. But how about the cohesiveness and the real rhythm this line has had all year through?
Yeah, you know, when they were freshmen, that they were very talented individuals, but they just had to go through the program, get stronger, just like they have, and. Man, the experience that all those guys have on the line, except for Trent Garver, but he's playing like he is a senior. That's what's just crazy, is they're so talented and so hardworking kids, and they have a passion for football, and you can't beat that.
Senior Zach Armstrong coming in for senior Hunter Makinich. So Hunter gets a nice round of applause from the fans. Casey Zinski, I think, is a lone lineman. And they're such a good quality center. Yeah. You just know that ball's coming up clean. It's hard to pull him out. And although Tyler Dyson's a very capable young man, probably is going to come in the next snap or two.
Here's a carry and getting the first down and running across the 40 out to the 44-yard line. Sinclair will move the chains, and Albia's on the march here. 42-0 if you're just joining us. And what a long ways we've come from that opening series by Mid-Prairie Wellman, T, where they had it first and 10 at the 11-yard line and then had it fourth down and 3 at the 4-yard line. This defense rose to the occasion and now responded 42 straight points.
Haven't looked back, buddy. I mean, these guys got it figured out real quick, and they just kept the hammer down.
Running clock here. 3:50 and counting. Here again is Sinclair, Luke Sinclair. He's on his way across the midfield. Kept those feet a-churning. Gains a 7-8 yards on that first down carry, and that's your backup fullback, Jimmy.
It don't matter. It just doesn't matter on our team. Whoever comes in is going to get it done.
Casey Zinski's getting a well-deserved rest here as Tyler Dyson will come in for him.
Jacob West
has been floating back and forth. Jacob's been in a few plays, but then he comes in. Lane Pierce comes out. So they're swapping a lot of these linemen in and out about every three plays just to get him some snaps here. Kate Crawl smartly is keeping that huddle held together until they get about 15 seconds on the play clock. The clock is not going on the field here, but the coaches are keeping it going.
Well, I got to say how darn impressive Casey Zinski's been this entire year.
I can think of just one snap that didn't come out. I don't know necessarily it was his fault, but that's impressive at a high school level. Only one time. Usually you have some procedures, a muff snap exchange, something doesn't go right. One time, and we've had some bad weather. It's not been great. Case is just phenomenal at that position. The way he's performed all year long is you don't see him, which tells you he's doing a great job.
Yeah, if you're talking about the center, usually it's not good things.
And I love him because I love linemen, but it's just fun to watch.
And he's, you know, the fact, you know, he was behind a really good center for years and had his moments where he got some starts, but he has been absolutely outstanding here in the senior year. Here's a keeper. Crawl gets the first down and then does a great job of falling down, falls forward.
Heads
up play there, Big C. Kate Crawl is going to be a good one for Albion.
Yeah, he is definitely going to be a good quarterback there for for Albia. Can't wait to see what he has for us in the future.
Miguel Alvarez has been in there for a few plays. So, again, we're rotating about six linemen on these five spots. They're just rotating them in. They've got so many weapons. Actually, I think I see, I do, Garrett Gray's getting a chance to get checked in here. So he's going to come here in a few plays. So it's good to see him get in there. He's had some injuries off and on through the year, so it's been hard for him to get in the game. So it's great to see him going here.
Go Big Blue, number 56, Romanco, 35, Freshwater, the Mihaljevic family checking in. And here is the handoff,
Luke.
And Luke Sinclair, he's probably got 30, 40 yards on this carry, or on this series.
Just strong and just doing a great job again as the reserve coming in here, picks up a good hard 3 yards. More importantly, the clock continues to roll with a 1:30 in the game. 42-0 is our score.
Keep it rolling. Go Big Blue. Patty Chance checking in from Bussey. And Tim Selby, two words, oh my. Yeah. Listen to you all on Friday. Well, we want you all back here on Friday night. Of course, you want to stay right here. We're going to continue our conversation into the post game and talk about some of the other games that are in progress right now. It's a running clock here at Albia. 42-0, 1:06 to go in the ball game. Here's Joe Berry. A nice running wall to get through. Great job of blocking again, T. You know, as Jimmy says, as Dan said, you know, we just keep reiterating this, but no matter what the score, no matter where we're at in the game, and no matter who the opponent is, consistency, consistency, consistency.
It's true. I mean, each one of these guys knows what the plays are. I mean, when they get their chance, they want to get out there and show what they can do.
You know, we hear about it, too. They rep these plays so many times with the first, the second, the third units. You know, these kids have a lot of snaps in practice, so they're not just standing around being tackling dummies. They're getting quality workout, and it shows right here where they can come in and perform at such a high level.
Okay, Crawl takes the victory formation, takes a snap, takes a knee, and Albia is going to take a second-round victory and head to one game. One game away from a third consecutive trip to the Uni Dome, and as nice as it is out here, guys, it's always perfect when you're playing indoors. And I remember some conversations that, Dan, you were on that coaching staff. Tim, you were helping. And, Jimmy, I know you've helped. And the conversations that the goal would it be to play your final game indoors.
Yeah, we had, you know, quite literally with the group of seniors, I remember that conversation. I remember we put together their game DVDs that we did at the end of the year, their fifth grade year. And the last slide we put on there was a picture of the Unidome. You know, and they talked about this is your first step, but the last step.
The sell job that was taking place then. It obviously had good football over the years, but it's so difficult. My wife and I talked about this a lot, you know, back in the day. When we started talking about these things, you know, we can make it to the dome. We can get there.
Right.
You know, and that became the conversation. Right. But when you get away from all the buzz of the people or the kids and the coaches and you think about it, you know how hard it is. And so you feel like sometimes you're selling the candy as a salesman.
Right.
And yet these kids believed, and it's because of their character. Yeah. And then you get a program that believes, and then you get expectations.
Yeah.
Now it's what you do.
Yeah, because this group, the kids, and we've been fortunate to be a part of them. You've been a part of it forever, but, you know, I've been fortunate just to be recent years to be a part. And, you know, it was told to them that, you know, this is something you guys can achieve. This is reachable for you. You guys got a lot of work to do. You know, nobody's going to give you anything. But if you guys continue to work, we saw promise. Nick Yarkowski is one of those guys I remember in fifth grade watching him line up as we started working with him. And all of a sudden you saw him getting the stance, pre-snap stance on three-point position. His back was flat as a tabletop. You know, and it's like, my gosh, that's perfect. You got yourself ready to go. His head was up, you know, and it was he had the good position, good formation. Had a lot of work to do, and he continued to develop his skill set. And I can go up and down all these guys we've just seen. They just have an ability. And their attitude is one that they don't come out bragging about going to beat you. They just don't come out play hard. And if you win, I've seen them lose games, and they walk off the field just like they want it. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just, you know what, hey, if you beat us, you beat us. But we're going to come out and play hard every play. What Coach Dayton talks about, they've bought into from day one. And the result is what you're seeing here. This is the result of it for them, to have this opportunity to play Friday night, get in the quarterfinals now, and try to get in the semifinals to the Dome for the third year in a row.
Well, I want to congratulate Mid-Prairie Wellman, a really good football program, football team. And they just were honored with their trophy, second-round trophy. Albie's going to get some more hardware. I saw the hardware up here earlier. But Albie's going to get some more hardware, Dan Stocker. But they're not done collecting hardware.
No, they're not getting anything tonight, and they want to keep it that way. They want to wait for another three games before they get their hardware, which would be that championship game. And that's something that they clearly can achieve. They can clearly work towards that. Certainly they've got a lot of things that they got to put together to get there.
And I don't know if the fans heard that, but that was an attaway from Albia to Mid Prairie Wellman. And Jimmy down there on the wireless 2 mic. Big T on the wireless 3. And Christian on the wireless 1 mic. Courtesy of Screen Tech about to bring you.
Now we're loyal to you. Fight for the red and the blue. Football, basketball, and your game.
Win or defeat, we'll love you the same.
On Albia's spirits are high. When we see your colors go by. Years to come, we'll stand and cry. Here's to you, old Albia High.
Hey, Bear!
Hey, Bear!
Go, Bear!
Go, Bear!
Out of way!
Out of way!
Out of way!
Out of way!
Good job, boys. Good job. Good job. Good job, boys. Good job. Way to work. Way to work. Good job.
There you go. You can't beat that, Jason. What a great, great fitting to that game. Again, Blue Demons victorious tonight, 42-0. They move on to the quarterfinals to be played Friday night. Game presumably will be played here as the Blue Demons are perfect on the season, and any tiebreakers, anything that goes on there would be alphabetical as far as determining home or away.
I see T working his way down there. Let's see if we can catch Coach State.
Just jumping anytime. Got a few stats here, Jason, as we look at it. Again, you talk about Mid Prairie. Blue Demons typically put up 330 yards rushing. Tonight, 200. That speaks to the defense of Mid Prairie. You know, certainly the Blue Demons did a lot of good things. Special teams were very special. Very good quality running. You know, got some rushing touchdowns, so nothing wrong with
coach.
That. All right, go T.
Let's go to Big T down there with your Jim and Charlie's post-game coaches interview.
He's getting some congratulations from some folks over here. But, Coach, this Albia team really showed some stuff tonight. Just had an all-around great game.
That was a really hard-hitting football game. Those Mid Prairie Hawks, Golden Hawks, came to play, and it was tough going. But our special teams stepped up and helped us, and our offensive line came through and got some holes for the running backs to get through. So defense, offense, and kick game, they go together, and it was a good win for us. And we salute the opponents because they were a very tough football team.
Coaching the crowd tonight, they just seem like they're getting bigger and bigger each game we've got. You know, the student section, I was telling Jason that I couldn't hear when I stood in front of the student section and there was a big play. I couldn't hear anything that they were saying in the press box. What's that do for your football team?
Well, certainly our kids respond to the cheers of our people. And Albia certainly supports their people in whatever they're doing. It's not just football, but every sport we turn out. And they're very proud of these guys, and so are we. And we just took another step forward and get to go play again.
Now, what do the next couple days look like for you, Coach? What's the planning now?
Well, you have between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow to have a scouting report ready for the kids and have a plan on what we're going to do to stop whoever the next team does. And then how are we going to attack their defense? And not a lot of sleep takes place now, but this is a time where you just kind of try to heal up, and we don't do a lot of physical things. You got to rest the bodies. We spent a lot of energy out here tonight. It's going to take a couple days just to recover from that, and then you got one day, and then you play. So it's the meat grinder, but if you want to go to the big show, you got to answer the call.
Coach, it was a great game. Thank you very much.
Great interview there by Big T on the wireless mic, courtesy of Screen Tech, your Jim and Charlie's affiliated food store, your local affiliated food store. Best meat in town, and my back door pantry at Jim and Charlie's. I go over there and made some soup on Saturday and needed a few extra things. Ran right over there, and they had everything I needed right there at Jim and Charlie's, and that is Coach Staden. Jimmy and Christian in that north end zone. Guys, an impressive running clock win for Albie, and that's that has been the story of the year, 11 straight games running clock.
And it wasn't just the offense that scored the points today. That's what's impressive, is a good Mid-Prairie offense was turning the ball over against the Albia's great defense. That just shows you how good the defense is and how well-balanced of a team we are, that we're scoring on offense and defense and special teams.
Well, that is Christian on the wireless to Mike Kersey, Screen Tech. Jimmy, the physicality, as we've mentioned all game long, the physicality in which Albia plays for, teams can scheme and come up with game plans for the X's and O's, but you cannot, most teams cannot simulate the physicality and speed that Albia plays at.
Yeah, he's talking to her.
Jimmy?
Good reporter.
Hey, we're live at Axton here, man. We're in the end zone, Biggs.
I
love you
guys. I think that's the only time in your
it don't matter, career. Jason. It still got there. Yeah. Well, you didn't play, Biggs.
Hi, V. Shop.
There's some people in this world. I'm talking about physicality. You guys are down there nancying it up in the end zone. So tell us a little bit about the physicality of this football team. Between you and T, there's enough physical to go around. I think that was a theme song Coach Staten said in the pregame show. Their theme song for tonight would be physical, and I think that's
Let's
how they play.
Get physical.
Yeah, a little
physical.
Olivia Newton-John. That's
physical.
Right. Well, they knew they were going to have to. These guys came in. Mid Prairie came in, and they hadn't allowed over, I think it was 26 points a game, like 200 and two. They averaged giving up 235, 226 on the ground, I think, or total yards maybe. But so we knew we were going to have to play physical, and especially in the trenches. And man, we just got it done on both sides of the ball.
I just can't say enough how important special teams have been for this team. And you know, you take away the offense was able to score some points, but the short field, the punt returns, the kickoff, and the punt returns, the two punt returns. See, those things really gave Albia that edge. And tonight, when the offense struggled at moments, the special teams and the defense rose to the occasion to help score some points.
Yeah, there's three different parts of the football game. You got the offense, the defense, and the special teams. And when you get this far into the playoffs, you got to win all three of those if you want to advance. And that's what the Blue Demons did tonight. They took advantage of the opportunities that they were given, and they also created those opportunities. You saw the defensive rush by Bassett, by Trevor Blackford, and then the linebackers pursuing all day, and it let Tony Lush on the outside to pick some balls off and score touchdowns. And then the special teams, the great blocking on the special teams by the defensive linemen, that's what created touchdowns there as well. So these big games, you got to win all three of those parts of the ball game: offense, defense, special teams, and that's what they did tonight.
Well, if you win two out of three, a good chance of winning. But, Tim, it was a clean sweep once again, 3-for-3 on all phases, as Christian said. You know, it's really hard to be this consistent this long, and you keep thinking, well, that test is going to come on a Friday night, and somebody's going to come in here. And Mid-Prairie was that test tonight. They really tested this team. I can say this was a good football team we faced tonight, and we were really tested. And his head's gone.
Go with you, what test? What test you guys want? That's what I can say. What test? We done passed the test. We're in the playoffs, dude. We beat a good team tonight. His batteries are out, okay? I'm with him, all right? I'm backing him up. No, but I'm just telling you, man, we got a great team. And I don't want to brag and be conceited and stuff, but, I mean, from the office, defense, special teams, what more? I mean, what else you need?
Well, one more win to get yourself to the dome. But I don't think, Jimmy, that's the end-all for this team. I think a lot of teams would be saying, hey, let's get our journey to end inside. But this team has that different feel to it. Not to say that the other teams have not, but there certainly is this level of expectation that just feels different.
Yeah, man, when you're on the sidelines, I'm telling you, and you see these guys' faces and stuff, and the moment that helmet comes on, I call it the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde effect. They do that. They're calm, cool, and collected. Listen to coaches. They're getting the game plan. But the moment the helmet comes on, you see what happens. People can hear what happens. They take care of business.
Well, you probably can't guess what Dan Stocker. If you know Dan like I do, Dan comes into to every broadcast. He's organized. He's got details, layerings. He's got all these different Excel spreadsheets. I'm not joking. And he came in tonight, and he had the maps of the state of Iowa for each class broken down by who's where is at. He's got numbers listed by each of the teams, where they're from on the map.
It almost sounds like
so that he can
fun.
Break down to maybe who we would play on Friday night, because now that is the next question.
Yeah, you know, and right now, the last update we had, Central Lee was winning, so that, you know, certainly that's they literally have no one else that's going to be in their neighborhood that they could play. So, you know, really, it's realistically, it's got to be us, which is not a bad thing. We'll take them on. It's going to be a big win. It looks like last update we had was
in here.
They're up, yeah, in here.
I would be here,
yep.
I believe.
Yep. South Tama is another one that's also winning, you know, in the area. So, what I really like seeing is both South Tama, Albion, Central Lee, Southern Iowa teams representing well and hopefully advancing on to that next round, which just speaks to the area. Northern Iowa has got some outstanding football.
Yes,
we've seen that at the Dome. And so I really like seeing Southern Iowa represent and do it in all classes. You know, we've also got Pella Christian, hopefully being able to hold on to that victory. So, yeah, I'm mapping it out. Jason, I don't know if you're giving me a hard time or not.
No,
but I'm still
being
doing
serious.
It.
I the post-game show, you know, he comes with layers of information. I mean, it really, it's easy for me. I make stuff up anyway, but Stocker's got the details. But, you know, we think about this next contest. It is going to be another big challenge, guys. It is going to be a very big challenge. And I don't know, you really aren't rooting for any specific opponent, but Tim, it's going to be a big showdown come Friday night.
It is, man, and I get nervous. I'm not gonna lie. I get here and I'm just nervous for the guys, you know, because I know what kind of work they put in, and knowing all of them. I mean, we've known all these kids since they were, you know, 4 foot nothing, and here they are on the brink of going to the Dome again, and I know we all personally want it to happen so bad, but these guys work hard and they deserve it. And bring your best, because we're going to have our best here Friday night.
Well, you know, one of the things you talked about in your statement right there is I felt the anxiety a little bit at the beginning of the game. I think we felt it, Dan, for the first time this year. I felt a little anxiety, but the whole crowd and even the fans. Help brother Tim out. He lost his batteries, and he was really on a roll here.
I took them from him.
but you talk about that anxiety. I mean, and part of where that comes from, at the end of the first quarter, it's 0-0. We haven't seen too many games like that, you know, and we scored early on in that second quarter, this first play, but, you know, to come out 0-0, it's a tight ball game, and so you're hoping things will start to break, and second quarter things kind of start going our way, and then the game kind of unfolded, but boy, it was a good game, that's for sure.
Well, Carol Yinger texted in, thank goodness Dan does the logistics and mapping. Who knows where Jason would end up? It was in his hands. Remember that night, T?
Oh, I tell you what, we ended up in Illinois.
Yeah, stopped at the Arch.
We went through Missouri to get there. Too.
I know. It was bad. I mean, we were going to Central Lee, weren't we, or something?
West Burlington, Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's right.
And as soon as Jason called, I said, turn left at Highway 2 because you're about there. How do you know where I'm at? Just trust me, you're about there. Oh, yeah, we are. I see it now. Man, you missed the turn.
It was the Arch that was a giveaway, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Gateway to the West.
I think that this team played a little tentative from the get-go a little bit. Don't you think, Jimmy, that for the first time this year, this team kind of played a little bit on the tentative side at the beginning? And that was some of the anxiety we were talking about. And Tim's the interpreter.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of good.
Wow.
Kind of really good.
Yeah, are we live?
Yeah.
We're going to try something new this year.
Happens. I mean, you know, a big game, and, you know, you get out there, and you're like Coach said over here, you got to get set into your pace. And once you get that figured out, it becomes your game, not their game. And then it took off. And I tell you, that's exactly what happened.
Well, we are going to take a timeout. We're going to come back, relive some of the moments of this. Jimmy, you did great. He's like, I didn't have my headset on. I think he shared his headset with T. You know, good job, T, because Jimmy's always wrestling T's batteries away. Tim got the reversal. He got the headset back, and we're going to come right back. 42-0, your final score. Albion gets the win, another running clock, 11 straight weeks of running clock, and every game this year, Dan, Albia has ended with a running clock except for the first one.
Yep. That's just outstanding game. Great job out of the Blue Demons.
Ah, great call. Scotty running the board. We're going to come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football, to the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. We go.
Sennett Funeral Home is locally owned and operated with a new location opening this fall. Our staff, Jen and I, are proud to be part of the community, supporting and helping families in their time of need. Just like the Albion athletes and their philosophy of every man a brother, they're supporting each other at every event. Sennett Funeral Home, proud to support the Albion athletics.
Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia congratulates the Blue Demon football team on their success this season. Garver's Animal Health Center, your locally owned full-service veterinary clinic for small and large animals. Visit us online at albiavet.com. Go Big Blue!
Is your old dishwasher too loud and not getting those dirty dishes clean? Whirlpool dishwashers are now quieter than ever. Equipped with Quiet Partner innovations and sound-reducing insulation, you can run the dishwasher without interfering with your daily routine. Now available with sensor cycle technology, your kitchen cleanup is much easier because it eliminates the need to pre-wash dishes. Automatically selecting the right wash and dry settings every load, Whirlpool dishwashers clean tough foods 35% better while using just the right amount of time, energy, and water. Additional interior capacity coupled with a redesigned silverware basket gives you maximum flexibility when loading and unloading dishes. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960, and they've got a lot of great brands you can take advantage of, like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, England, and many, many more.